They didn't know that, but that was one thing.
You're talking about those pillows. Did you ever see one that went all the way across the bed there? Some places they have what they call a bolster bed. One pillow that go all the way
across. No.
Did they ever make comforters or comforters?
Mm-hmm.
What were they like? Were they different from pillows?
It's more fancy, but together.
You're talking about, if you didn't have enough beds and all, what might you make then on the floor with somebody?
He's called it a pan.
Yeah. I guess when you had that 41 people, you made it.
Yeah, those silver pads.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about some of the land and stuff. Growing stuff. Land it. You always get a good crop from that land. You said the soil was very good. It was very good.
Very good. I know Dad had certain places and he had one. And they'd come and measure it on purpose, and county agent and whatnot. I think he got it up to 90 bushel to the acre today, and beside, but it was back then. It's good corn.
You call it real fertile land?
Yeah. And everybody'd have a garden. They'd sure have a garden.
What all would you raise in the garden?
Oh, just practically everything, especially tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and squash and this, I don't know exactly.
Very different kinds of beans and stuff. What's some of the kinds of beans you might?
I can just remember my mother wanted pole beans. It was a long bean.
Those kind of snap on it.
That's right.
They like red with green beans?
Yeah. And then there's another kind that she wanted a few or some, and they never picked them till they dried. She'd have a, they make fodder beans, they called them.
I never
had seen those. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. They wasn't green at all. They just let them go, you know, and they'd cook them. It was all right.
Did you ever have the beans you had to kind of had to shell?
Yeah.
What did they call those?
Well, shelly bean and peas. I don't like peas.
You know, my wife and I used to a lot of fresh peas in Alabama because it grows so many. And we got here, we find that people as a rule don't eat peas here. And the varieties that we really like, I guess it's just we don't grow this far north. And not as far north as Knoxville. We like what we call purple hulls. Like it's just a variety of field peas, but I've never seen any up here.
They'd plant two or three rows of corn across the garden, and they'd wait a week or two and plant two or three more. And then when the first come in, the real snares, then they'd have them to not say the frost.
When's the first frost? Who would that about when that usually comes?
October.
Yeah.
It sometime might frost in September. I don't believe it. Years from now.
Now we land there. You maybe land right along the edge of a creek there. You know, with real fertile. What kind of land would you call that? That would be any name for that? Flat lowland along the stream.
They call it creek bottom.
That'd be pretty good.
Then farther on down, they called it a river, they called it river bottom.